In continuation of our Shiurim in Iyun Tefillah and Birchas HaTorah, we say, V'loim Deis HaYosecha Lishma, Pirish, what does it mean? Limud Torah Lishma, Hainu Limud Torah Kedei Lekayim, V'zehu Lishma Shel HaTorah. It is to learn Torah. Lishma means in order to be Mekayim the Torah. Not just to learn it, but we really want to be Mekayim the Torah. V'kach Kosav, Tachlis Kavanoseinu, B'limud HaTorah. The purpose of a kavana of limud haTorah should be amashi nikras b'shem Torah shiloshen hayraz derech. The word Torah means hayrah, to teach us the proper path of what we're supposed to do. Ki haTorah mitzvaseha, the Torah and its mitzvahs moirim lanu, teaches us as haderech, to the path asher b'nelech, that we must follow, v'rak el tach lezeh, and only for this purpose, ti ha'shtad l'senu b'limud Hashem. That is the purpose of learning Torah, in order to be mekayim it, so that we should learn the ways of the Torah, to know how to act. We're learning the Torah lishma, we know that Torah itself is a mitzvah to learn Torah, but it has to also be that we want to be mekayim in the mitzvahs. Torah is lumad al-manas la'asayis. This is the way we have to go and not a different path. The Iker is to go in the path of the Torah and its mitzvahs. If you want to know if there's wisdom amongst the other nations of the world, there is wisdom. But if you want to know this Torah, do not believe it. There is no Torah amongst other nations of the world. What is the chiddush shel goyim ein Torah, that there's no Torah for the goyim? What is the chiddush in that? Upirish agoyin atzadik of Albert Grusbard. B'shem Asaba Mikhel, he says in the name of the Saba Mikhel, shel goyim ish chochma v'yediyas. They have wisdom and knowledge of a Torah. Shetilamid oisam. Eichel is naig, how to act, ve'eichel chiyos ein lahem, and how to live, they don't have that. Chacham go, yochel lahagir harbe yediyas, mufilosofia, he can tell you much knowledge and philosophies, ava yediyas harabois, einan mishanois, umetiva, he says, ishiyusoy, in beglal, shehu, prufsor, godel, ze, mechaiva, says, gam odem hogun. Al Am Yisrael, Hem Yoidei Shemecha, they know the name of Hashem, not just we're figuring out how we have to be proper. We knowing the name of Hashem means Yoidei Mitzoyne Yisbarach. We know the Rabbani Shalom's Ratzin. Yidei, through what? How do we know the Rabbani Shalom's Ratzin? Veloim Dei Seir Asecha. We learn His Torah. Torah Hainu Hayroah. Torah is our GPS, how to get places, how to act, how to run our lives. It's not stam chokhma, but rather it teaches us how to act. Like it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Ba'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Mo Hashem, Melekech, Oshel, Meimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from His nation, from us? Ki im liyeres Hashem Melekecha. To fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mataras HaTeira, V'tachlos Limer HaTeira, K'dei Sh'neida Echlis Nai, V'dei Yoidei Shemecha, through knowing the Rabbani Shalom's name, Nagia, L'loim Dei Sarsecha, L'shma, Nil Mataira, K'dei L'kani Moisa, V'zeh L'shma. So we learn the Torah HaKadosh in order, the Mekayin, the Mitzvah HaTeira, and that is the meaning of Torah L'shma, L'shma in order that I should be able to be Mekayin the Torah. It says in the Ach Pri Tvua, on Parshas Tzav, Tzav is Aaron with Bonav Lemur. He says there are two points which the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Umos Oilam dispute. The Chachmei Umos Oilam believe that the purpose of the world is to connect oneself to higher wisdom, and thinking alone what is proper is what is important. Two things. So the Chachmei Umos Oilam says, listen, you have to connect yourself to a higher wisdom. They're masking to that concept of a higher wisdom. They believe they can achieve without the Torah, but a higher wisdom. And they also believe is that the purpose is just to think about it. Just knowing what's important, that is the Tachlis. The Chachmei Yisrael believe that the only purpose in this world is to connect oneself to the Torah HaKadosha, and thought alone is not enough. It must bring one to action. Previously, the Torah said Lashonis that implied that Klal Yisrael needed to know what to do before this Parsha, Parsha Tzav. They needed the wisdom. If you don't know what to do, Parshat, you can't. How could you, without a Torah, without knowing what to do, you can't do anything. Here the Torah giving the directive to perform actions. Tzav, go do, not just know. Don't know about Shabbos, don't know about the mitzvahs, but here, go do it. Here the Torah uses the word tzav, that one must be vigilant in performing the actual actions, for thought alone do not suffice. So we need to know this, that we don't believe like the Chachmei Umos Olam, that as long as I'm a good Jew at heart, and it doesn't matter what I actually do, and I learn the Torah a little bit, but I don't follow the mitzvahs at Torah, it's worthless. You have to follow the mitzvahs at Torah. But when this Arsach Lishma, the Goyin says, and then it's Avnei Elio, through someone learning, plumbing the depths of the Torah, it will bring into his heart the tremendous sweetness that the Torah has, and it will come to learn Torah Lishma. It will end up being learning of Lishma, Torah Lishma. Divrei Agra is a pirush shalim Torah Lishma mashma usa l'shem Torah v'shiyeshoyse tam b'Torah kachalim u'yoyse l'shem Torah. Kishemagim le'madregas yodei shemecha, when you get to the madrega of yodei shemecha, what does it mean yodei shemecha? Yediyas pnimiyas haTorah, knowing the inside of the Torah, the depth of the Torah, or the Torah arva yoyse, the Torah becomes much sweeter. It'll be more tasteful, the Torah, the more you plumb the depths of the Torah. That's where we have to learn. It said in the Siach Yitzchak, Mitzvah Isaac Chover, he says that it seems that the Seder is not correct. It says, Kulanu learn de Sarasecha, we all learn the Torah, v'yoyde shemecha, and we know his name. Learn dem koidem es apshat shel advarim, brak achakach eshel hagia liyadiyas shemesh Hashem yitbaruch, shezeu yoyde shemecha. Yidiyas pnimis atarik ha-mashem chazal. Ayraisa kulu shma kadishahi. The Torah is all the name of Hashem. The less the chamila by raisa lekol b'shma kadisha. There's no word in the Torah that does not encompass the shame Hashem. And says in the Ramban in his Akhtama to the Torah, Oh yes, b'dem kabbalah shel emes. All of the Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shatevis mischalkos l'shem is bein acher. If you separate the words, the letters of the words of the Torah, you'll come out with the Shem Hashem every time, if you know how to do it in the right pattern. And the entire Torah is so mavatzi rufam gematria sam shel shemus. It comes out with either gematrias or different combinations. You're going to get the Shem Hashem. L'chari hi hepech ha-seder, ki in yediyas Hashem hunach al yediyas ha-pnimiyas. Knowing the name of Hashem is knowing the pnimiyas. V'tayari Hashem yitbaruch ha-maisi merkava. These are things of exalted levels. L'fima she'idu v'shem abenu ha-groz al-shom ha-seder ha-limit v'l-mata l'mala v'ha-sogat ha-nicheyim l'mala l'mata. Hanu she'v'seder ha-limit. When you learn, first you have to learn l'umad koidim ha-pshat k'seder ha-pardis. It's paradis, it's pshat, remez, drush, so first person has to learn pshat, and then he can go to the last thing is soid. First you gotta go pshat. If you understand soid properly, you understand pshat properly also. So he says, first you have to start from the bottom, from pshat. First you have to start from the lowest, which is pshat, and go to the highest, which is soid. If someone was zeicha to the pnimiyas ha-teira, he's starting backwards, and it's fine. It's teaching him the pshat of the pasuk also. Through the pnimiyas ha-teira, you understand pshat too. Shekasha Amma Pshat Hailai Misperia Rayas and Pnimias of Terrish of Emma's Kaka Pshat. Dalat Khalka Terra Paradise, Haim Loy Arba Drachim Shoinim Elohim Ashlim Echad Shani. Snapshot, there's four different ways to learn Terra Pshat, Remez, Jersh, and Zayd. But it's four different ways to be complete, each one completes each other. Hasoid Mevaris of Pshat. The Soid explains of Shad. Keep it here is Hasoga Hamahalach Shalimin who beemes Mumala Lamata. Really starts from top to bottom. Calls Mantra Yovin Hasoid Gam Pshat in Ibar. And until someone really understands Soid, the Pshat is not complete either. Imkain Ye Oila Al Nochan Shadeshiniska Lias Minyode Shemecha Yizbarach. A person is going to become know the name of Hashem. She's a Pnimi Sayyid. They can Novin Gam Pshuti Adwar Mabarim. Then he'll also understand the actual pshat. Ufizem avu say that because kulanu yoyde shemecha v'loyinde sayosecha shayde yoyde shemecha yedias apnimis anachnu yichayim lagia v'loyim yitzayosecha lumay nochen es pshat. So the siach yitzak is unbelievable pshat here he's explaining. We say when the pasuk the lashon we use is kulanu yoyde shemecha v'loim de sayosecha lishma. So we know the Rabbanu Shalom the name v'loim de sayosecha lishma. He says it should really be the other way around. First he says we learn the loim de sayosecha. First we learn the Rabbanu Shalom's Torah, and through their learning the Rabbanu Shalom's Torah, we'll know his name v'yoyde shemecha. So he says is you're right. Of course you have to start with pshat. Pshat is the lower level before yoyde shemecha. Yoyde shemecha is the pnimiyus haTorah, which is the soid. But first you have to learn pshat. But even when you will learn pshat, pshat without remez, drush, and soy, without all the four levels, is not real pshat. It's a working on it. We're starting the process, but that's not real pshat. How do you get to real pshat after you get to soyd? You know all four parts. You know pshat, remez, drush, soy. Now you're soyd. Now you can come back to the pshat and understand the true pshat. So the bracha we make is correct, that we want to get to this tremendous madrega, exalted level, a much higher madrega. We want to kulonu yoyde shemecha. We all know yoyde shemecha. We want to get to that level of yoyde shemecha, of knowing the soid, and then v'loim de sarasecha lishma, because that's going to bring us to learn the Torah lishma, of even understanding the pashut pshat, the pshat, and not all these higher levels. This is a much higher level of pshat, a pshat of really understanding pshat, after understanding soid as well. Because Siach Yitzchak says right there, "Fimashet Teregem Yenisem Ben Aziel Al Apasik V'Toyfse HaTeru Lo Yedu'uni V'Yalife L'Meida De'Chalsi Mikan Shiyidiyus Hashem Haynu Yerus Hashem." We learn from this pasuk in Yirmiyah that what does it mean Yoyde Shemecha, knowing the Rabbanu Shalom? It means Yerus Hashem. That's what it means. Takosov Hein Yerus Hashem Hi Chochma. Like it says in Yiv, that Yerus Hashem is Chochma. Iker HaChochma Yerus Hashem. The main part of Chochma is Yerus Hashem. Chein Targum Al Apostik and Shmuel Ubnei Eli Bnei Bliya Lo Yodu Is Hashem Lo Elifi Lemeida Dechalsi Ho Yechaserim Yerus Hashemayim. What does it mean that they didn't know Hashem? They were lacking in Yerus Hashemayim. Im kei apirish kach hasheniska lidis Hashem umayi she inyan her yira. The point is yede shemecha. We're saying is we have yira shemayim. Kishenagia la madregas yede shemecha. Kishiyelona yira shemayim. Mizeh nover lulmei atayir lishma. If someone learned 3 years of shemayim, he's going to come to learn atayir lishma. That's how he's going to get to the madrega. The yira shemayim nagia lulmei atayir lishma. Vlulmei atayir bchalal kakata yira Hashem hi oitzoy. Ha oitzoy shakoyler salimud v'shomer. He says, "Matzinu, Jo'amu, Netez Neimar Brachas, Ein La Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebeis Ginozav Eladal Amish Alocha Bavad." And in Parak 8:9, then in the Brachas it says, "Amru Ein La Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebeis Ginozav Ela Oitza Sheyir Shemayim Bavad." Says two. Says he doesn't have the Brachas. Only has Dal Amish Bavad, and only has Yer Shemayim Bavad. The Vayna Be Emes Akol Echad. It's what one, not two different things. What is the Oitza Sheyir Shemayim? How could you learn Torah Lishma Dal Amish Aloch Bavad? It's one and the same. It's the Yer Shemayim there. Kedivya Gemara B'Shavas Yeres Hashem Hi Oitzer Shal Torah. L'chein Anu Mavakshim Tchila. We ask for first, v'niya kulam yodei shemecha. We should know the Ribbono Shel'olam's name, Shteibanu yiras shemayim v'ayadon negiya l'maisayosecha. How are we going to come to the madrega of learning Torah l'shema? We have to be yodei shemecha first. What does it mean yodei shemecha? We have to learn through yiras shemayim, yiras Hashem. If we learn through yiras Hashem, he yitzras, that is the storehouse, that's how we can come to Torah l'shema. Hamalame Tari Lama Yisrael, the pasuk, the bracha ends. Malame zu pu'ula t'midis v'nimsheches. It's something that continues to go. Malame constantly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak limu raisonu ba'avar. Ba'har Sinai now, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the Torah. Ba'har Sinai who call us man. Malame yaseh us the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly teaching us the Torah. But a person, when we make the Torah, told us, and you make the bracha, we have to mechaven to the bracha ma'im in Har Sinai that we were chosen from all the nations of the world. The bracha we show you the birchas hamitzvahs shekidshonim and tzoris b'tzion alasik b'divrei Torah, and we continue with mamshir with the harav Noah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should teach us the Torah. And the second bracha, the bracha banu mikol ha'amim, is the birchas haidah that we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam that we are the chosen nation. There are three, the Gaon explains that there are three in Yonim, three Bazundere in Yonim, and the Birchas HaTorah. Keneged Gimel Pa'omim Shekiblu Aleim Yisrael HaTorah. Those three times are connected the three times Klal Yisrael Merkabel HaTorah. The first one is Kishomar V'yisem Li Segula Kiblu Aleim Kol HaMitzvahs. And Pazin Peshmois Jutes. Then the more four kabbalas of Torah, Naaseh v'Nishma v'Kibbul Kol Mitzvahs, they once again accepted all the mitzvahs. Pam Yishayna Kasher Bo Midbar Sinai, Pam Shniyah B'Mamid Har Sinai. The first one was when they came to Midbar Sinai, and the second one was by actual Ma'amid Har Sinai, by kabbalas of Torah. Upam Shlishis Kishakoras Moshe HaBris Moshe Rabbeinu made the bris of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lekach Mizu HaBaruch Hu Kol Gimel Hanal Asher Baruch HaBonu V'Yisem Li Segula. Those are the three different brachas. Kishabol Harsina Kadosh Baruch Hu recently segula. Ubezem is Batez Bechiras Am Yisrael Vezer Shabach Abonu Kabal Seir Pam Yishena. That's the Shabach Abonu is the first time they mekabel Torah. Venas Lanos Tayrasai and he gave us a Torah. He Maimin Harsina She Kiblu a Torah from Pirush Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we actually mekabel Torah from the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Kain. Hapam Ashniyim Maimin Harsinai Venas Lanos Tayrasai. Noisin Hatayru Bahei Hayidia. We got Noisin Hatayra. The Hei Hayidia Neged Torah Shabach. That is constantly being given as a Torah Sheh Baal Peh, which is constantly being extrapolated, and there's more Torah Sheh Baal Peh, and more Torah Sheh Baal Peh, Torah Sheh B'Ksav is set, and Torah Sheh Baal Peh keeps on going. Hapam Ashish is Hosek Shekaras Moshe Abris Hazer, Noisin Atayra, Noma Noisin Bahahoiva, it says Noisin Veloi, Barachat Hashem Nosin Atayra, Bo'ovar, Babirchat Hashem Nosin Teras Emes, Medubra Atayra Shebiksav, when it says Teras Emes, it's talking about Teras Shebiksav, Abrocha Zuma de Beres Teras Shebapeh, Vachain Noisin Atayra. And in this Bracha, we're talking about Teras Shebapeh, and therefore it says Noisin HaTorah, not Asher Nosan Lono Torah SMS, which is given, which was a Torah Shebiksav, and Noisin HaTorah is Torah Shebapeh. That's why we say Noisin Ki Yedias HaTorah Shebapeh Mischadish B'Yediyah Tomei. It's something that we can be constantly be Mechadish new things in Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebiksav Ki Baal Nebar Sinei V'Lei Misvaseh V'Lei Dover V'Yil Torah Shebapeh Ki Kimai Ma'ayin Shenei V'Kol Azman. It's a wellspring of, it's constantly coming forth Torah Shebapeh V'Kol Azman Noisin V'Lei Oid, and it continues to be more and more V'Oisa Ki Baal Nebar Krisis HaBris Kmo Shem V'Chazal M'B'Yichan Le'Kar Tekadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'Shvil Dvar Shebapeh Shenemar Ki Apiyah Dvar Me'ila. So he said this, he saw it numerous times already, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Karas the Bris with Klal Yisrael, with Moshe Rabbeinu, for the Torah Sheh Baal Peh. Which we're saying is that it's part of each other. Each one is another part of the Torah, but one is inseparable. It says, in the Nefesh Shimshon, There are two brachas in the Birchas HaTorah. Harishayna Asher Kiddushanim Toysev Tzivon Olasik B'Divrei Seira and V'Har Evna is part of one pasuk. V'Hashni Asher Bracha Banu. He says, Ke'en Zem Atzinu Gam HaBracha Shana Bracha Matzis B'Smila. We find the same thing we make a Birchas B'Smila. HaBracha Harishayna Hi Asher Kiddushanim Toysev Tzivon Al HaMila Zuhi Bracha Al Etzim HaMitzvah K'may V'Chol HaMitzvahs Al Shebenoysev V'Kach HaBracha Machnisei B'Bisha Abam Avinu U'Bracha Zuhi Al Mahusa Inyan Shel HaBris. So the second bracha of Achnisa Bishul Avraham Avinu, that is the bracha of the mahus of the actual the bris that we having. The Achnisa the Bishul Avraham Avinu to become into the same to the covenant that Avraham Avinu already made. Clearly, Milvan Etzim Hamitzvah Sheish Ma'isa Amila. Aside from the actual mitzvah of the Ma'isa Amila, K'may B'Shar Mitzvahs Ketfilin Titzis Lulav Matzah Yesh Na Bracha Al Anakuda Hamiyuchedes B'Kiyum Mitzvah V'Yeh Bris V'Akesha Hanifol Ma'ay Dekiyum Mitzvah Gam V'Talmud Torah. Yes, and there's sugya. So there's also two sugyas by Talmud Torah. Ha'achas mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Asher kiddushanim toysev lasik b'divrei seira. Ubenoisev, in addition to that, the kachtev melonu chazal bracha birchas hashvach al etzim desinus haTorah al dveikas shumenachas b'Torah al nefloys hatmuna is born the tremendous. Ploys that's hidden in the Torah, which Amr Chazal should have echem in the Torah, Shava Yosef Mikolad and Kuloi, the Gemara in Yerushalmi. Matan Torah Atzmai Hayushtei Sugyos. Matan Torah the two Sugyos. Matan Echad Zekinu B'Shefa Nifla Shal Torah Shebeksav Shebapeh, Koma Shetalmid Vasik Asid Lachadesh, Gilei Atzim Shalek Rizayin Yisbarach, Kol Kol Asidom Shal Torah Chomash Kol B'Inyan Zesh Nitna Torah Yisrael. That by when at Har Sinai, the entire Torah was given, including every chiddush that ever came about. Someone had a chiddush today in Torah. There were 10,000 chiddushim in Torah today. It was all included by Maimon Har Sinai. Ach yesh nekuda nesafes. There's one added nekuda. Penimis v'amuka, the depth. The introspection, she has chashev matan teirah, she bachabon mekolam lasana teirosai, ha'ishteiches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheiches be'etzim, ha'bris, ha'shakaras imam b'chayrev, the bris that we recurs, b'chayrev, bris, ha'mavdila ben am Yisrael, l'sharu masa'olam, bris she'asasa, im Yisrael, l'am ha'nifcha, v'noysen lais ha'shilten, b'yayin ha'matachten. Mefesh Achaim, Mavar, Shal Kol Zeh Zohu Yisrael V'Kabal Zateira, Shekivan Shem Kiblo Zateira, Shehi Chiyusam V'Kiyumam Shal Kol Adam Azkulam. The Teira is what keeps alive all of the everything in this world. Kol Olam is Kulam. Every world, everything is kept alive through the Torah Kadesha. In the Skash Roy Day Zambari, Kol Olamim, this connects us, ties us together with the Bari Olamim. Ba'ifin U'Batsurish and Lamayla Mikol Asaga. Yisrael Eiraisa V'Kutcha Baruch HaChadu V'Alzeonu Mashbichim V'Anu Mashabchim. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chayi Oilom Nota B'Seichenu, and the eternal life was implanted Nota B'Seichenu within us. Yatayra HaKadosh Mekor Sheirosher HaElyon. Yatayra is the Mekor, the root, the Elyon HaLomayon Mekol Adam Maskulam V'Chein Rak Batal Echiyas Kolam. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Haggadah, we say, Dayenu, Ilu Kevon Alnei Asinu Lassan Lanu Es Teirasei. It would be enough if we only gave Lassan Lanu if we didn't give it to us. Lanu is a separate Madrega, a higher level of Lanu. All ours, that we are Zeich, it's our Teira, it's not the Umas Oilam. V'hine V'kabos Teira Yishtei V'chines. Ha'achad b'ayfen klali k'mayshu bi'arnu sh'am Yisrael kulei omen b'asinei kilotera. The entire klali Yisrael sotar ha'asinei m'kabal atera b'zen nivdal mikol umayis ach m'nachas kan nekuda nesafas. Tzad nezayar kodesh. Lukulu darin kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael hoya b'mayimin ha'asinei v'kibal asachele sh'lei b'tera. Each person, each individual, was at Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai, and he was Kabbal, his portion in Torah. Kabbalos HaTorah Pratis, individual Torah, Kol Echel Lefi Sherish Nishmasai, according to his Neshama, his Sherish of the Neshama, V'Tafkidei Kibbal Chelek B'Torah Hashem. Each and every year was Kabbal, his own portion. V'ayim B'Ruachayim, M'Chayim V'Loshin, Shebir, Shesherish Nishm Kol Echel Mishol, Nimtze V'Oysa Achas Me'at Torah. Each person's this Shayush Nishmasai, each person has his Torah, is found in a letter in the Torah. It's shayach to him, Barak loy, and only him. Unbelievable what that each person has to realize. We're making a birchas haTorah that each person has his chelik in Torah. I once saw a pshat. I don't remember offhand where I saw it, but half of the pshat and bittul Torah. When you say is, why do you say bittul Torah? Someone is learning Torah, he's in Beis Medrash, and he's learning, and then he starts to schmooze, or he starts to do something else, and they say, ah, bittul Torah, bittul Torah. Why is bittul Torah? You're not being mevatel the Torah. How could you be mevatel the Torah? You can't be mevatel the Torah. Who are you mevatel the Torah? You're not learning. You're mevatel nasei, maybe the nasei of limud haTorah. What does it mean, bittul Torah? So the pshat is that if each person has his chelik in Torah, it's his Torah, it's no one else's. If he's not learning now, he's not bringing out his portion in Torah. He's being mevatel the Torah. Chas v'chalila. When we say birchas Torah in the morning, we have to try to focus on our true connection to the Torah. We have to feel that it's ours. It's ours. You have to be proud of it. A person has a house, has a car, has a, it's his. A person has possessions, it's his. This is so much greater. The Torah is ours, and we, Baruch Hashem, gave it to us, and we have to take advantage of this tremendous opportunity to learn Torah Lishma. But how are we going to get to that? We have to be Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, Yoidei Shemecha, through Yiras Hashem, we should be Zeicha to learn Torah Lishma. Thank you.